the matter that people don't live as long as they used to? We have to take a shot for this and a shot for that and spraying ourselves over with all kinds of medicines. What does it do? It gets us soft, fat, flabby, no good. When the man of long ago, while we're allergic to everything, now they're getting allergies and everything else. I stood in Africa, couldn't take a shot for malaria. But a malaria mosquito would light on my hand, I have malaria. They don't buzz, and you don't know hardly the light, they just light on, that's it, you've had it. If you live, you'll have it for 15 years. And then sometimes you die with it. And there was those natives in their little huts with mosquitoes all over their legs. Them naked. Mosquitoes sticking on them, malaria mosquitoes, and it didn't bother them. Why? They'd built up an immunity. They had a God-given inoculation. That's what's the matter today with the people. That's what's the matter with the church. We got so much baby shots and man-made theology until we're sprayed over. What we need is God's inoculation. By the word of the Lord God, man shall live daily by that kind of a food to build his soul into inoculation from spiritual diseases that's flowing and jumping around the country. Got lots of notes on this, but I'm going to have to stop. Now, build up. Get ready for the inoculation. Now, we live by this. Our bodies must have this. And if we don't, then we are subject to all kinds of diseases. And the Word of God, as we believe it and accept it by communion, Lord, Thy Word is true. My church says you don't have to be born again. They say shaking hands is born again. They say sprinkling. They say all these other things. That's it. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But the Bible said to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, you go ahead with those artificial shots if you want to. You'll make yourself an artificial Christian. See? You don't want that. You can't have life only through Christ. And now, what does His Word do? It builds up our spiritual body, strong as we commune with Him, to resist the devil.
Amen.
You say, Brother Branham, what's that you say? Communing in His Word? Yes, He is the Word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we are to eat His body, then His body is His Word, because He is the Word. And He said in St. John 15, if ye abide in me and my communion, my word, abides in you,
Amen.
Then you can ask what Amen. You will and it'll be done
Amen.
For you.
Hallelujah.
Show you
praise this name.
That's true. See? Ask what you will.